The Bloody Truth by Stephen Hill. Chapter 4. More historical background. Nearly 2,000 years before Christ's blood ran down the beams of a Roman stake, another night of blood stood at the center of God's plan. A night when slaves walked free, Egypt's gods fell silent, and the adversary was humiliated in full view of earthly and heavenly spectators. In Numbers 3:13, Yahweh declares that all of the firstborn of Israel, both man and beast, became his because he hallowed them, set them apart for himself by smiting all of the firstborn in the land of Egypt. The shocking fact is this: the deliverance and continued life of the Hebrew children was possible because only the Egyptian firstborn were killed, thus sealing their freedom. Blood as a barrier against death. In his work Antiquities, Josephus notes that the blood on the Hebrew doorposts was not to inform God about who belonged to him, he already knew, but was a signal to the destroyer to pass over those homes. The Hebrew doorway became a boundary line. On one side, life preserved, on the other, death unrestrained. Even early church fathers, like Justin Martyr and Irenaeus, while not fully opposed to the theory of penal substitutionary atonement, echoed the notion that Passover blood was a symbol of victory over death, not a legal settlement. They leaned heavily on the imagery of the Exodus as a parallel to Christ's triumphal act, as did other patristic writings. This matches the pattern woven throughout Scripture. Blood serves as a protective seal, a life-preserving marker in a realm under the shadow of death. The same God who told Noah to kaphar the ark with pitch so that no floodwaters could enter, told his people to cover their thresholds with blood so that no judgment could cross. Covenant blood and shared fate. Josephus recalls that during the Sinai covenant, Moses sprinkled blood on the altar and on the people, Antiquities Book 3, Chapter 8. In the ancient Near East, such an act bound both parties to the covenant with the same lifeblood. The unspoken message was simple: if this covenant is broken, let what happened to this animal happen to the one who breaks it. Blood was not a payment, it was the shared life of a binding relationship. Understood this way, the blood of the covenant was not about satisfying wrath. It was about pledging life and death solidarity between God and his people. The temple as the great slaughterhouse of life. By the time of Jesus, the Jerusalem temple was a place of astonishing sacrificial scale. The Mishnah records that, during Passover, priests could sacrifice hundreds of thousands of lambs in the space of a few hours. The blood did not remain on the altar. It flowed into channels designed to carry it away, running down into the Kidron Valley in crimson streams. This was not seen as grotesque, but as sacred necessity. In the worldview of the time, the life of the flesh is in the blood, Leviticus 17:11, and to pour it out before Yahweh was to acknowledge him as the giver and sustainer of life. Purification from death, the red heifer. One of the most unusual rituals recorded by Josephus, referencing Numbers 19, was the sacrifice of the red heifer, whose ashes were mixed with water for purification from corpse defilement. In Jewish thought, contact with the dead was the most severe form of impurity because death itself was the ultimate enemy. The fact that blood was involved in the ritual solution reinforces the principle. Blood, carrying life, was God's chosen antidote to the contamination of death. Blood, as the antidote foreshadowed. When seen through the lens of Jewish history, every major blood rite, from the ark's pitch to the Passover lamb, from covenant sprinklings to red heifer ashes, points toward one reality. Blood was never really about paying a penalty. It was about protecting life from the forces of sin and death. The people of Israel did not need protection from a wrathful father. They needed protection from corruption and mortality itself. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was not looking for a victim to punish. He was preparing an antidote to restore his creation. Chapter 4. Key Takeaways. Ooh blood marked boundaries between life and death, not wrath and forgiveness. Ur covenant blood symbolized solidarity between God and his people. Ur every old covenant ritual foreshadowed blood as God's antidote to death. 1 Antiquities of the Jews,